Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Views expressed here are not supported by and do not reflect those of the Evening Rush Network. Viewer's discretion is advised.
Hey, what's up, you guys? You're now tuned in to Sex, Love, and Alcohol Podcast, where we talk about, relate, and debate about anything and everything that has to do with sex, love, and alcohol. You can find us here live each and every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. After we wrap, you can find us on each and every podcast streaming network. So make sure you guys tune in. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And what would Sex, Love, and Alcohol be without hosts? We got Chrissy here in the building. We also have Miss Tiffany. She's here with us. And we also have two wonderful new hosts, Miss Empress and Miss Rain. You know, follow each and every one of us on Instagram. And also tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in to Sex, Love, and Alcohol. You know, each and every week we got new shows, guests, and everybody for your liking.
So, your bitch is...
I think you guys like our spicy conversations. Why you guys keep coming back?
Now, the Evening Rush Network now has the app. So catch it on favorite podcasts all in one place at the Evening Rush Network app. That's right. So catch all your favorite shows. What are you waiting for? Download it now.
I could not have said it any better. So make sure you download that app to stay connected with us and up to date on all your favorite shows. And now it's almost time for the show. So pour yourself a drink and get ready and enjoy. And don't forget to subscribe to the Evening Rush Network and Sex, Love, and Alcohol.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sex, Love, and Alcohol. We are back. We are back.
And we are back.
Great. But we are back. And this is us. I am your girl, Chrissy.
I am Empress.
And I'm Rain.
We are your hosts of Sex, Love, and Alcohol. I do want to welcome you guys back. We are in our second half of season four. We took a little break, you know, our well-needed woosah moment for the year that we take each and every year. So glad to have you guys back tuning in with us. Please tell a friend to tell a friend to join us each and every Friday at 8 p.m. And again, make sure you guys download the app so you can watch us on the app or on the evenrushnetwork.com. You can watch us live, so make sure you subscribe, put your name, your email, and you're good to go to watch us each and every Friday. So, welcome, and hope everybody has a nice break. How are you ladies doing?
I'm doing great.
I can't complain. I'm good. I'm doing good.
I'm doing great. I'm glad it's spring. I'm glad it's starting to warm up some. God knows I am. So I'm glad it's spring.
Absolutely. Right.
I think in Georgia came about a month ago. So
I'm a full believer of seasonal depression. So definitely back, better spirits, and everything is good. So
Yes, everything just feels renewed now. Like, that's what spring does, is a renewal energy. And I feel it. That's why spring should be, you like, this should be the new year, not January when everything is dead and cold and frozen. Should be now.
No, I did read somewhere that it's supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
Spring is supposed to be the new year, and it's really supposed to start in April. The end of the year is really January and February, March. So I thought that was interesting.
It's all backwards.
Yes.
See, but you got to realize, like, all of our jobs, you got to realize that fiscal year is April.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like some people go by the rule book of the year starting in April, and some people, you know, the world chooses otherwise.
Right.
Hmm.
Makes sense, though. So.
Jesus. All right. So, today's show, we are speaking on what are the thoughts on men keeping women around that they really don't want to be with, and how you get them is how you lose them, true or false.
Lord have mercy.
So
we can dive deep into that
with.
Keeping women around, because not for nothing, like, I've been doing, you know, because I have my YouTube channel, ImperialEmpressTarot.com, and with the readings that I've been putting up, there seems to be a lot of that. A lot of people holding on to people who they don't really want to be with as like a void filler, just so that they're not feeling lonely or lost, or they don't want to be alone, or it's like a total distraction.
Right.
Mm. Like, there are benefits of whether it's financial or whatever, or maybe a place to stay, but there's a lot of that that's coming out in the readings. So people, y'all don't tell me y'all ain't dealing with that, or know someone that ain't dealing with that.
Like, with your readings and stuff like that, do you feel like it's more towards like males or females that, like, did I say that right? No.
Like, is it the masculine or the feminine that's more likely to hang on?
Yes.
It can go either way, because, you know, you got to look at why this person is here. What is the benefit?
Right.
That they receive. For men, it could be some sort of stability, as well as women. Like, the stability goes both ways. Everyone wants to feel stable. So it's out of what they're getting instead of out of love.
I feel like what you said, the first statement, like, people keeping people around to like feel like a void. I feel like that is more so women keeping men around to feel.
A lot of emotional men.
And then I feel like guys keep women around as to what they can get out of them, because, you know, like, men tend to sell women a dream. So kind of like dangle them along and keep them on. You're like, you know what I mean? Like,
Sometimes
they find what they can find something in you that they can benefit from, whether it's sex or food or
your warm body or just your attention.
Yeah. And the thing is that men tend to have multiple women, and they linger, they kind of dangle everybody around just for a benefit from each one of them. But deep down, it's like, I can't see myself with you a long time. But in a woman, it's like, oh, because the man told them this lie, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I might be wrong. Tell them this lie to kind of keep them around. They feel like, oh, my man is doing this, or he's doing this for me. Like, it's all right and whatever. I'm just going to hang on to him because he does X, Y, and Z. But it's like, really, he's just telling you a dream and you're just hanging on like a sucker. Like, that's how I just feel. I don't know.
I mean, absolutely. I feel like in that sense, there could be some narcissism attached to that, because, like, people who collect people, in a sense, is keeping them for a reason, something that they're getting out of that person, too. And it possibly could be attention, like with the Rasta, people who have a Rasta. That's like attention seeking to me.
Wait,
everyone likes a little of attention. Everyone likes to feel special to someone. So, you know, I'm not going to fault you, but, like, that type of energy, someone who is promiscuous in their energy like that, where they have multiple people who they bounce around to, I feel like there's possibly some narcissism attached to that. Some loneliness. Like, so extreme loneliness that, I don't know, like...
I was going to say, I feel like that's more loneliness and insecurity, that they have to have more of a roster.
That part too. That insecurity is real. Like, if you cannot sit with yourself, if you need validation from someone all the time, like, that's real. That's hella insecure.
Big fact.
Like, don't let me really find out why you can't be with yourself. Like, let me find out this stems from your childhood.
Right.
Someone like me, I will hold.
We lost her.
Well, as we're gonna get her back shortly to finish what she was saying.
She is about to go off too.
hopefully she remembered where she left off.
Right. But
I was watching something that a lady had asked a question. I'm probably gonna say it wrong, but it's y'all get the gist.
I don't know how I got kicked out. Maybe because everyone's not meant to hear this.
No.
We were just saying we hope that she remember where she left off when she was about to go in.
Someone like me holds people accountable. Okay? So like if I find out what your real reason for behind your shit is, like why you want to be an asshole, a dickhead or whatever, I probably will pick at it until you decide to change. And I don't want to say that in like a toxic way because it kind of came out like I'm going to just keep antagonizing you. No, I'm not. But like, I'm going to see it. I'm going to call you out on it. And then that's it.
Okay.
I won't deal with it though.
Okay. Well, I was saying before when you had to take your little break, I was watching something, and the girl asked a question as to, you know, like why do men do the things they do, whatever. And it's like the woman actually said she knows he has other women,
mm-hmm.
obviously multiple women for numerous reasons, and she's one of them. But she knows she's not the main whatever or anybody else the main. He's just basically having fun. But it's like, why is it that like you don't want to commit to me at all or any one of these women that you're with, but you just dangle people around, right? So a guy had told her, well, you make it comfortable. You might try to threaten me or give me an ultimatum, but we all know that's false because you're not going to leave. You're not going to tell me to leave. You're just gonna say what you're gonna say to try to threaten me to stop talking to X, Y, and Z, but the situation is still gonna be the same. So it's like a lot of women try to like force those things on men, those ultimatums, and it's like you're just saying that to say that because deep down, I do something for you, like either internally, emotionally, physically, I do something for you. So by you giving me that ultimatum and God say I don't change, you're not going to leave because now it's going to be a void that you need to fill. Because now you're still going to come back like, oh, I'm so sorry or whatever. But what are you sorry for?
But you're not really sorry. He's not going to take you seriously. Like, what are these empty threats?
That part. They were like, and like a lot of men, the men were saying that like, oh, basically women don't stand on business.
Exactly.
Like, I agree.
Yeah. If you say cheating is a deal breaker, cheating better be a motherfucking deal breaker. Like you can't fall back on that because the way I always see it is that either you're gonna let that man cheat in peace, or if it were me doing it, he won't forgive me as much because their pride and ego be so big where they're like, no, someone else, you let someone else enter you or whatever, you know, that they say. So no. No, if I did that to you, how would you react?
Right.
So, like, have you ever found that we all been with people, which is like whether it's just friends with benefits or whatever? Have you ever felt like, or even just dating in general, have you ever felt like that when you kind of step back for a moment, wasn't so available, and you kind of step back and you know what, let a couple days pass. Like, you're not even initiating the conversation. You're not sitting at that phone call. You're not doing anything, but you just literally sitting back, chilling, waiting, whatever. Now all of a sudden, all the text messages are coming in. All the phone calls are coming in. Like, what's good? You all right?
From the potential partner or from just outsiders?
No, okay. Like
the past person.
Whether it's somebody you might be talking to, friends with benefits, dating, like in general, because it's like somebody that you're actually somewhat with at that moment. But it's like, if you think about it, like sometimes when we as women aren't getting what we need out of a relationship and we're constantly voicing our opinion to them or concerns or whatever, mm-hmm. and they're like kind of brushing it off. Now you take a step back and be like, all right, you know what? He thought I was joking. Let me take a step back.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, word? Like, you didn't hit me up today. Oh, was I supposed to?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Oh, yeah. I've dealt with that. Definitely dealt with that. And it's like, why are you not showing me that affection? Because I want that energy and you're not giving it to me. So I'm going to fall back until I get that energy. You know, if that means it's going to dissolve, then so be it. That means it wasn't meant to be in the first place.
It was that a relationship part. Because you were trying.
Mm-hmm.
That part. And it's like, once you actually, I don't want to say remove yourself, but just fall back a little bit. Because it's like, we as women, when we date people, like, we're dating for a purpose. We're dating right. because we truly love, like, we have feelings for you, whatever. So we want to try to make this work or whatever. Right. And women show more emotion than men, of course. So it's like, we're going to treat you the way that we want to be treated. So it's like, mm-hmm. off the bat, giving you. So it's like, now you start taking it back. It's like, what the hell is wrong with this shit?
Right.
Like, nah, mm-hmm. something's off. Now they're going to talk to their homeboys like, shorty, you didn't even cook me dinner last night. She was crawled up in the bed. Like,
yep.
My food was in plastic bowls in the fridge. I had to share my own food. Like, what is going on? Like, no matter, get good morning, babe. This is like, it's a different one. But sometimes it takes a little while because men are fucking slow. Like, these dudes are slow.
But you, that's you teaching them how to treat you. You right. know, like, not just expecting them to treat you the way that you were treating them. That's expectations. Right. Expectations leads to disappointments. Right. You show them how to treat you.
Exactly.
Period. Exactly. So then, yeah, they will start to notice your absence.
Yeah, not right away, though, but yeah. they will.
Maybe not right away. Absolutely.
Yeah, it will kick in after a while, but it's not, and it's just crazy because it doesn't kick into all of them. It kicks into the ones that actually start to realize, like, yo, like, this shorty really not fuck with me. Like, I really love shorty, but she not fuck with me right now. Like, I don't know.
How come she's not giving me the attention? Narcissistic.
And then the ones that really don't kind of catch it or whatever, honestly, I don't want to assume that they're out there doing them, but it's like they got other people or other things occupying their time where it's like, if you disappear for a little while, you wasn't even missed.
Right.
It's like, exactly. And kind of that time, that little gap kind of really shows, you know, where you guys stand on a lot of things. And it's up to the women to either put themselves back in that situation or step back and reevaluate what's going on.
So because two can definitely play that game. Like,
I love that movie, by the way.
It's like, two of us can definitely do this. Okay, so please. What is that song? Girls is players too.
Yeah, but I feel like when we do it, it's a lot worse. It hurts them a lot more.
I have like a little thing I did this week, right? So this will be actually my first legit 2 days staying home. I've been my job is kind of weird. Like, the directors transfer over at a certain point, and then like 2 weeks later, managers, and 2 weeks later, then the supervisors, and 2 weeks later, it's like regular staff. So like, just so that everybody's on the same page, I've been going to work on my days off because every Monday, new people starting. So with the staggeredness, like, it's been insane. So last Monday, I think, was the last Monday of new people. I think I have another set of new people that come in like 2 weeks. But other than that, like, this is my first legit 2 days off that I'm not physically going into work. So So I was like, you know what? Let me reach out to somebody and be like, hey, what's up? Like, bowling Monday, what are we doing? Oh, and I was like, before you answer, I don't want to hear. I don't know. I'll think about it. I'll get back to you. It's a yes or no question. And I need to know it immediately if it's a no, so I can ask somebody else.
As you should.
And I got the, who you about to ask? That's not, I see, the thing is that you're skipping the question. I said, yeah. Would you like
I
to go
first? So obviously I asked you first.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm going down the line. I'm asking you first because honestly, we were supposed to go out and do something, but with work and whatever, like everything kind of got a little bit crazy and busy. So I'm asking you, because that was our original plan. And now that we're both free, do you want to X, Y, and Z? Yes or no? That's all I need.
It's like, really simple, actually. Like, it's really simple. But
and I got the, so who was you going to ask, though, if I said no? So I'm taking that as a no. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to move on. He was like, I didn't say that. So then I got the, all right, do you know where so-and-so is? Whatever. I'm just like, yeah. He was like, all right, well, meet me there. We're going to go out. I'm just like, oh. I was like, so you about to test me? Because, baby, we was about to. I was listening. You would have been on that Instagram like, yo, shorty really went out. Yes, with some other fucking body. Mm-hmm. Yes, sure did. And had a time of my fucking life, too. Trust me. You would have been like,
as you should. It's a new season. Where Empress go again?
She'll be back. She'll be back.
It's a new season for Chrissy, and I love it for you.
No, because like it. Seriously, but it might be like honestly, work is kicking my ass, and it's like, damn, this is my real first 2 days physically off, and I was like, it's nice outside. It's not about to rain. I said, I want to do something. Like at least let me go out and do something. Like and honestly, right. Like I don't care who it is with. It could be with my homegirls, it can be with whatever, but it's like I literally was going through my options and kind of right. Like the most fun first to the least to kind of, you know, because I know I really want to have fun. So it's like, let me see who I'm really going to be able to talk shit with, laugh with, enjoy myself with, and kind of go down the road.
Go from there.
So it's like when I kind of told, I told him, I said, listen, I ain't staying in this house. So let me know. Because I need to line this up so I know what I'm doing, where I'm going, and what I'm wearing, and how this day is going to go. So right. I just want to be. But he really was trying to, like, trying to try me, like, yeah. He was trying to try me.
But at the end of the day, he's going, right?
Well, we'll see. Let's see.
I'm going to say, because that's the most important thing. Did he take the bait or did he not? Because if you didn't, don't waste my time. Keep going.
Well, this is the first I got a date, like an actual date, like all right, meet me there by like 6 o'clock and the place and that, like, so just so he know, I got somebody live right around the corner from that bitch. I already Google search.
Yo. There we go.
That works for only 5 minutes, and they work overnight, and they'll be home all fucking day. So I can just call them any given time. What you doing? Pull up.
That's perfect.
That's because... So I got to back. You know, like I'm back to my original plan A, B, C, D. So
and it's getting warm outside, so you know,
yeah,
it's time to have fun.
That part, and Shorty's slimming down on her detox and stuff. You know,
love
doing
it.
A little timber.
Love it.
You know,
I can't find time to keep a lineup like that. Like I wish I had like a lineup, like kick one out, move the next one in, you know, like I don't have a lineup anymore.
I did back in the day, but I guess in that aspect, I'm a Cancer. So I cared too much. And then it was like, all right, I like this person. So I'm gonna just move these other people out and then it backfire on me. So
you see, you
it
can't
never works for me.
You can't do that. I just
never worked for that.
And then on top of it, like, I feel like to get a person, you have to give them a lot of your time, like talking to them, spending time with them. Like, that's a lot. So, like, to do that with multiple different people is a lot.
Right.
I don't know. They're always there. And mind you, like, I actually have one person that, religiously calls me once a month and be on the phone for 3 hours.
Wow.
And he speaks to him again for next month. And then he
That's a long time.
Right, because I don't have the time. I don't even be on the phone now.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
But it's like, you don't even, but the thing is that, like, you don't even, I don't even realize it sometimes. I've been looking down like, my nigga. Like,
but it's like, sometimes
when you really in conversation with somebody, you really don't realize how far the time's going. A lot of times, like, I be having them in my ear, and then sometimes I be at work or whatever, and if I be like, oh, I'll call you back, and I'm at work, he actually calls back, like, yo, this is calling right back. I was like, so it's just like,
oh, my bad, I forgot. that's a good conversation. That's a good conversation.
It's always a good conversation, and I don't know, and it's like, it's never like, oh, what up, stranger? It's never like, yo, you don't know. No. We busy, we grown, and we adults. So,
right. Yeah.
And I have that connection with a lot of people. Like, so it's just like, we don't have to talk every day or whatever, and like, if I'm around, I can hit up anybody, be like, hey, what you doing? They're like, nothing. I'm like, yo, come on, let's link up. They're like, all right, back, you're undressed. I never get the, oh, you know, everybody's always getting dressed and ready to go.
That's good.
And we link up, we be still talking, drinking, kiki, and then we leave, and then probably don't see each other for another year. Like, they're just there.
Yep.
Good company, stay good company. And I don't know, like, I have good vibes with everybody that I hang out with, so I don't know.
So let me ask you guys a question. When it comes to the guy who keeps a certain individual around or whatever, do you think it's out of love or convenience? I don't really even know if we really even, I mean, everyone could be, or is it like just because it's familiar?
I'm hearing you.
Is it because it's
about her drink?
Is it like because it's familiar?
Or I feel like it's a little of both. I think it's familiar, so it's easy to keep that person around. But I think it also might have developed into something more, and they are a little nervous to say, okay, I want to take this to the next level. So I'm going to just pretend like we just chilling, but I really want this person around all the time. So in my opinion, I feel like it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
I have two.
Mm-hmm.
I have two. One is my per diem. One is my per diem. I actually asked him right when I told him I was moving, like the initial I'm out of here. We just had like a deep conversation, and we stayed on and off, but like, say, like, official girlfriend boyfriend was like short lived. And then I think we just fell back into friends with benefits type of situation. But he's been around for years. But I asked him right before I left, like, and I said, how come you never really chose me? And then he goes, and literally he couldn't answer the question. Still to this day, he can't answer the question. He was like, you know what? I don't know. And he was like, but we together. And I was like, not really. We're not. We aren't an item. We do things that boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife may do. You're not together. You never once chose me.
Like, yeah.
To say, like, I'm it. Like, we're together. We really gonna do this. But it's like, you won't let me leave. You won't leave me. And you know the right things to say and do to keep me around.
Do you think he was afraid that the dynamic might have changed?
Not necessarily. You want to know, like, you know how some people can't see you with somebody else? So they they do things to keep you around so that you don't physically give yourself or your
someone else
not mm-hmm. body, but
like you keep a special place in your heart for them.
Yeah. So it's like, but still to this day, he's still not. And I brought it up to him again, and he was like, "You know what? I really have to think about that answer because I really don't know why."
I don't know. I feel like a lot of times with men is more simple than that. Like if he wants to be with you, he will be with you. Like mm-hmm. it's kind of like just that simple. Yeah. If he cares about his car, he's going to do everything to take care of that car.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't have to be complicated, but they make it that way because they know how to manipulate, how to charm, or they know that they can do that to you. You know, so another reason why I can't take these motherfuckers back. Like y'all know what the fuck you're doing when you're doing it. So
and I say that too, and that's why. And remember when I had said before that it's like I was with a guy for 9 years and mm-hmm. nothing, and then
it
I met my
husband. That long for them to know, yeah.
And what after the first week of dating, you're going to be my wife? After 3 months, he actually physically asks a question. It's like it doesn't take somebody long to know who they want to be with, or yeah. what they want. Person, but then it also you got to realize that some men aren't mature in their life to want to go through that stage with somebody.
No, they're not ready. That it's just they're just not ready. So they're gonna keep you however they can. They love the attention. They love the sex or whatever it is that they're getting out of you. So they'll use it.
Yep.
And they'll tell you that they want more when they don't. I feel like women do the same thing. You know, so. But as far as men, because I'm sure we've all experienced it in some way, they will make sure that you don't move on because they think, you know, it's almost like they can pick you up and put you down
mm-hmm.
when they get ready to. Ain't no, who got time for that?
Yep.
Not in this age.
And even so, like when I actually asked him that question and also told him I was leaving, it's like, I kid you not, it had to be less than 48 hours later. All the questions and the, do you really want to move? You know, you can live here with me. You can move the kids in. You can do all this stuff. But what happened?
Right. When I wanted
that. Now all that's available?
Mm-hmm. Now that I'm physically, I put money down on the place. My U-Haul is coming. Like, the car is leaving tomorrow. Like, you should read
shit is in boxes.
like come it's on. Too late, man. It's too late. You should have tried to do something before, you know, things were set.
He had his life set up with how he liked it with you, and now he's far changing it.
Right.
Yep.
That's what he don't like.
And he wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah, that's what he don't like.
He had said, you always said you was moving, but you never went nowhere. And now that I know that you're really gone, it's kind of sitting in. Like, it's like, yo, Shorty's really leaving. Like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't expect to, like, pick up and leave. No, Shorty's leaving.
Yeah.
Far from away.
Out.
Far from away. And it's like, when it started setting, then it's like, nah, like, all right, I called her bluff, like, but she's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm no longer convenient. I'm not there. No. That conveniency of having that person whenever you need and want them is now gone.
Yeah. I was like, or just having access to you, you know, how they wanted to, the way that they had before. It's like taking a toy away from a baby. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Men are very emotional. They just don't know. A lot of them are not emotionally intelligent.
Right.
The emotions are there. They just don't know how to process or handle them. I don't know. But a lot of them are just, I don't know. A lot of people have narcissistic, and I keep going back to this word, characteristics, where they are selfish, where it is about them, or they only see themselves in a partnership. Like when they're with someone else, they only think of their own needs while in a partnership. That's effed up. Completely effed up.
Shit. And then I had like the other one that I was with for like 9 years that we were together, but every time we would break up, it's on him because he felt like his friend was slipping away. I don't know how. And mm-hmm. he didn't want to lose that friendship aspect. And he always keep him, like, when it came down to, like, I want to say years later and us actually sitting down and have a conversation, commitment scares him. Mm-hmm. And he, every time somebody puts a title on something, he starts to like shut down. So he doesn't want to put a title on anything and rather just be friends, but still do everything that you would do in a relationship, but not call it what it is. Because once you put a title to it, he feels obligated and he doesn't want to feel like he's obligated or forced to do anything, which you're not.
To a person, yes. I was going to say, what is his fear of commitment? What is the true reason? Fear of abandonment or just not wanting to be accountable to another person?
That part.
So, like, what is the real reason? It sounds to me like you're not ready. Right. Like, you're just not ready.
But he doesn't want to lose her.
His priorities are all the way effed up. He needs to put that focus on himself, let her go, you know, maybe become more dateable or be ready to date. Right. His priorities are completely messed up.
Yeah, but that's everything you're saying is on the head, on the nail, on it. Like,
it's crazy, and it's crazy that it keeps coming out in the readings that I've been doing lately. I think I'm so fed up with this energy because I've been reading on it for a while. Like, men that are in these toxic cycles with women, or even vice versa, because it's not always just men. So it's, you know, people in these toxic cycles with people who either they really care about or they just don't want to let go because they're holding on to them for whatever they can get out of them. It's really messed up. There's karma to pay. And, you know, I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know. People need to tread lightly and stop playing with people's feelings and their emotions.
Right.
It's not fair. Stop wasting people's time. What was the, our next half? I can't remember.
Well, we are going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
I don't know if I unmuted myself. We are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with our sponsors.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it. Now, here are our sponsors.
Never lie, but if you must lie, lie in the arms of the one you love. I've got a love hangover. So if this
families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Quasia signed to the Evening Rush Entertainment. Go download her new single now.
Cosmetics and Lash Studios for all your accessories and cosmetic needs. Please follow them on Instagram at hotcommodity_cosmetics or visit their website at www.hotcommoditycosmetics.com.
Your Story is Our Story is one of the top leading event planners out of Long Island, serving the whole of Nassau and Suffolk County and the metro area. No matter the special event, Your Story is Our Story has you covered. No matter how big or how small, they have a team big enough to execute your event to perfection. Even if you just want to set up a scene for a photo shoot, they got you covered. They can do anything. Your Story is Our Story also does forever flower bouquets. For all occasions, special holidays, Mother's Day, Easter, you name it, whatever you need it for, they got you covered. So make sure you reach out to them and follow them on Instagram. They always got special deals when holidays come around. Their Instagram page is Your Story is Our Story, or you can follow them on their website at www.ysios.net. Tell them Sex, Love, and Alcohol sent you. Tune in to Whatever by Hectic Podcast each and every Thursday at 8 p.m. via Opulence Radio. You can download the app or you can watch it on your web browser. Whatever Podcast will be talking about whatever, but real conversations. They'll be featuring special guests from your favorite adult film stars and fetish stars. Also, we have live, well, not live dances, but having dances as well as guests. If you would like to be a guest on the show, please email whateverbyhectic@gmail.com.
Oracle Monday. They see you differently, and that's because you see them differently as well. You are having a hard time believing anything that comes out of their mouth, and they are having a hard time getting back in your good graces.
For your tarot needs, hit up Imperial Empress Tarot LLC on YouTube or follow on Instagram at she's royal_2.0_. For your tarot needs or your daily readings, make sure you follow her and hit her up for any questions that may be of concern to you. So follow Imperial Empress Tarot LLC.
And those were our sponsors of Sex, Love, and Alcohol.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush Network.
And we are back. Look at my nails, guys. Let me see.
Oh, cute. You guys are cute. I had to give my nails a break.
The colors. Sorry, I just saw it in the camera. I was like, oh, these are cute. Sorry. It's a thing. Welcome back. And those are our sponsors of Sex of Alcohol, Your Story, Our Story, Imperial Empress Tarot Reading, LLC. Oh my God. Imperial Empress Tarot LLC.
Yes.
Whatever by on Hectic is the podcast. Yes, on YouTube. Make sure you guys follow her. She has a she does tarot readings literally almost every day, but preferably on Mondays. She does Oracle Mondays, which is really good.
Every Monday.
Shout out to Nequaja, one of the leading artists of the Evening Rush Network Entertainment, and shout out on her personal album that's about to drop, you know, the little bundle of joy that she'll be having for me. the little album about to drop, I'm just saying. But
I love it.
And she is also one of the leading artists of Evening Rush Network in Evening Rush Entertainment, so make sure you guys download all her new singles that's coming out as well.
You just totally stopped.
Let me rephrase that. Congratulations is in order for Nequaja. Her baby dropped last Monday. Sorry, they be correcting me mid-sentence, so sorry about the brief pause. Hold on. Sorry, my corrections on that. So congratulations, Nequaja. Now more music. You know when you have a baby, the emotions, the brain starts going. She gonna come out with some new hits, y'all. So be ready. Okay. What else? Your Story is Our Story. Whatever by Hectic, Imperial Empress Tarot, Nequaja, and I think that's it.
So Hot Commodity yes. Cosmetics.
Oh yeah, I took my side down.
Okay. All right. All right.
I be having bipolar moments. I'm about to, like, everything is going.
I understand.
It's hit. I'm giving shit away for free at work though now. Sorry. Yeah, but anyway, welcome back to Sex, Love, and Alcohol. If you're just now tuning in with us, we were talking about beginning of the show. What are the thoughts on men keeping women around that they really don't want to be with? And we had a lot of input on that. And then like the other part of our show, which we are going to start now, is how you get them is how you lose them. True or false?
I thought it was how you get them is how you keep them. Is that how it goes?
No. How you get them is how you lose them.
Okay. Well, or you... Okay. I think it's true. I think it's true.
I think it's in a negative connotation for that, in that aspect. Like, if you are, like, a side chick.
And that's what I was thinking.
You lose your man to another side chick. It's like... Well, that's how the cookie crumbles. Mm-hmm. Exactly what you did. So now you got to deal with it.
Or like if you are the side chick, somehow you make it to the main, like you would, he would never really have you in that position because he'll always have a side. Like he'll just replace you. Your mm-hmm. position. Everyone just got replaced.
Yeah, he so just moved up.
You're going to keep him always dealing with another woman.
Well, you ever realize how I don't want to say how you might, not you, but say how guys, I'm just throwing something out. They say guys might, a guy might find, meet a woman in like a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
In a strip club, right? And then later on down the line, he won't have a shot. And it's like, again, how you met somebody, how you lose somebody. So you try your hardest to not have them back in that same situation mm-hmm. that you met them in so that tables don't turn back on you type of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you're trying to change somebody, but and you know how we as women is like, you met me this way. And mm-hmm. But it's like, all right, but they're not trying to lose you this way either.
Yeah.
So it's like they're kind of trying to not to say better you, but trying to get you out of that same situation that they met you in. So one, they don't lose
you. Put you on a different path.
Exactly. So it's like a lot of people will jump on that like, oh, but he's sitting here and talking down to me because I still want to do X, Y, and Z. But it's like, it's not like he really don't want you to do that. It's like now he has a more deeper connection with you that he don't want to see you in that way or have somebody else see you in that way to have somebody else come and take you or do for you like they're doing for you.
Because so, he sees her better than what she's doing.
Exactly.
You got these rose-tinted glasses or whatever on in regards to her. I just feel like you can't change people. And if you met them doing that, whatever it is that they're doing, like it to me personally, and I had this personal experience, I feel like it's not fair to ask someone to change. Like, you met them doing that. Like, especially if that, whatever that is, stripper, escort, McDonald's, you met them doing that. So you
not McDonald's.
if that offered them some sort of stability, what if you were to leave them? Then what do they have to fall back on? So that could bring some sort of resentment. You know, like I gave this up for you or whatever. Like, but I really love it or I want to go back to the streets. Or whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, you can't change people.
That reminds me of something I saw live. I don't remember their names, but it was an ex-basketball player and his wife. When he met her, she was like a video vixen. Mm-hmm. And he retired from the NBA, and I don't think he was making as much money, but she was still continuing and trying to find her content. Now that she's older, she can't really be a video vixen. So now she was going into the OnlyFans. So she did it for a little while and he asked her to stop. She continued to do it and she told him that she wasn't going to do it. And then somebody like outed her. Like, I don't know if it was like a fan or somebody like a media takeout or something like that. Mm-hmm. But he found out about it and he was mad about it. But she was like, this is how you met me. And this is what's keeping our lights on. And I mean, I was like, can you really fault her? But at the same time, he did meet her that way. So can
it
you
was
really
wrong for her to say she would stop?
Right. But at the same time, she did go behind his back too. So
yeah,
and told him that she was going to mm-hmm. stop. So
that was wrong.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, like a tiger doesn't change their stripes.
Mm-hmm. Like, and that's what I was saying. Like, it don't matter how old she is.
Yeah.
That's how you met her. That's how she knows how to make her money, then.
It offered her stability. It's something she can fall back on.
Exactly. And
here you come in her life. Like, if her likes got cut off, she would hit me for that shit. Because it's like you offered her, or I don't know, there was supposed to be a different path, and the path is not pathing. So,
right, exactly.
Go back to what she knows that's familiar.
Right.
You can change people, and don't even fucking try, because, like, god damn it, how exhausting.
Mm-hmm. That part.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever, well, I don't like the word change, like you said. Have you ever made accommodations for your relationship to make, you know, your partner feel a little better about certain things?
I tried, yeah. But especially in, like, a one from the past, like, I definitely tried, but I felt like it didn't make any sense because, like, then I was not honoring myself.
Mm.
And that's the part I couldn't deal with. Mm-hmm. Like, my morals, the things that I believed in, the things that I wanted for myself, that's all I was going to have to give up because you want to keep doing what you're doing. I can't do that.
Right.
It's going to have to, it would have to have been a mutual compromise. But then even then, I didn't even trust that he would be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it will always be like a bit of resentment. And I don't want that. Like we gotta make all these sacrifices to be together.
Right.
Like, so I know there's things that you got to sacrifice, but I don't know. It was like his lifestyle. This is what you do.
Go ahead.
No, I said I definitely have compromised for somebody to the point that I didn't realize how much compromising I was doing until I literally lost myself, and I hadn't felt like I was like, what? Like, I pretty much, when I realized, it's like I didn't even realize who the hell I was anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is not me. Like, and by the time I realized it, it was kind of already too late. It's like,
mm-hmm.
I say, like, I lost my friends, I lost at people, but because it's like I was so focused on making sure everything was okay for him and not necessarily changing myself, but I was changing myself to compromise to make it feel more okay, or I don't know the proper words, but like I felt like I lost myself a lot trying to do so much to compromise with somebody else, and that person wasn't trying to even compromise for me, and I didn't realize how little of compromising was coming from the other end until I literally changed almost everything about me some suit him.
Yeah. No, when it comes to that point where you don't even recognize yourself, yeah, you went too far.
Right.
And I think I've had a situation like that too, where it was a relationship where I was trying to hold together.
Right.
For what? Like, for what? I can't even tell you why. Like, if you were to ask me, I could give you some reasons, but they sound ridiculous to me. So it's like, what was I thinking? For what? That's why you got to live and learn. And I learned. There are plenty of lessons I am positive I will not be repeating. So, no, I learned.
I feel like I find women doing it more than men.
Mm-hmm.
Compromising?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because guys don't know. I don't want to say that they don't know. It's like, and I don't want to like keep like shielding them. It's like they don't want to. Like, they know, they just don't want to.
Right.
Yeah.
So women is easier to bend more than men. And it's not like they don't know how or what they should be doing. They just don't want to. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's like, nah, nigga, you change. Like, you, nah. Like, they, I don't know. I just feel like it's just, they just don't want to. And I don't want to keep them. Like, they don't know, they don't understand. No. They understand.
They do.
They understand. Fully aware. They fully aware. It says, like, nah, Because she's going to do what I want to do, what I want her to do anyway. She's going to change, like, it's like, nah, why change me if I know she's going to do it anyway? Because she want to stay here. Like, she
yeah, wants because she wants the relationship. Or right. She thinks I'm going to give her a relationship. Or whatever. Whatever it is that they're dangling over you. You know, whatever. Nah. Or whatever you're there for. So it's like, yeah. People know what they're doing. They're fully aware. Like, people mm-hmm. are fully conscious of their actions. Some people may lack self-awareness, but like, people are fully aware of the choices that they're making.
Right.
I don't care if you weighed them choices out or not. You had it. You chose it. And that's what it is.
Right.
Don't be afraid of consequences.
Please, I was like, as far as like believing in how you got them is how you lose them type of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like 50-50 in that aspect, but I had said before too that after my marriage, I try my best not to talk to married men. Again, I try my best.
Yeah. Y'all I know me. I stay away from them.
They don't even get a hug.
Listen, Ray. Listen, Ray. You could stay away, but that don't mean they stay away from you.
I don't even look at them. You know, I don't even give hugs. I'd be like, hey.
No, because all jokes, I'm laughing, trust me, I'm laughing, but it is not funny. But after my marriage, I found a new respect for marriages, okay? Because that's just a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work, and it's never ending work. And all you need is for somebody to just cross paths with either one of you and mm-hmm. kind of mess up the work that you guys are. Right. And not to say, like, that's a different kind of pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's a, I don't know how to explain it the right
heartbreak.
Way. But
that's heartbreak.
I don't even think it's not even a heartbreak. It's okay. It feels like you're suffocating
mm-hmm.
and somebody literally just snatched your soul from your body.
It's like grief. Right. Yeah, that grief.
It's really bad. And it's like, the thing is that you don't even know how to explain the pain that you're going through when mm-hmm. things like that begin to happen. So, and again, it goes into all the work and the commitment and the sacrifice and the compromising and that you put in to continuously make mm-hmm. something work. You know, and some people be like, oh, if you love somebody, you know, it comes naturally. No. There's certain things in a relationship that's natural. But mm-hmm. either way, to keep your marriage going strong, mm-hmm. for 30, 40, you know, like our grandparents have been mm-hmm. together for life. It takes a lot. It does take a lot. And then all you need is that one little disagreement for that man or woman to walk out the house and go have a drink with their girlfriends or boys. And then next, you know, here comes somebody kind of like a little monkey wrench in your life that you just wasn't expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And there it goes. So, like, I do take marriages very seriously, and I tell people walking back, I was like, you do that shit, but nah, like, go home. Like, I'll definitely tell you. And I tend to be motherfuckers therapist now, like, so what did y'all argue about? Like, just to fucking help you go back home. Like,
right.
Meanwhile, I can assist you on going back to where you need to be. But it's like, I don't want to.
No.
But the thing is that, like, when I'm saying that I try my best, is because a lot of men tend not to disclose that they are married. A lot of men tend not to wear their wedding ring. Mm. And you might end up thinking you just might be dating somebody that's single or casually might be dating somebody else, but not really in a whole marriage.
Right.
You they don't disclose this information to you, and then you guys end up in tight connections, tight conversations. Like, now the bond is growing. Y'all have, it's like, and then next you know, it's like, oh, you end up finding out that this person's relation was like, damn, we were just kicking it hard body. Like, I thought you was my person, and then next you know, whatever. Sometimes you get caught up in the, now do I let him go? Do I stay? This man is full-blown married. Ain't nothing coming out of this shit. What do I? That's like, I like him though. Like,
how about he lied? Can I trust him? Where's the trust?
But then it goes to the point of allowing me to make that decision whether or not I want to stay or go. Because it's like, now I know you have a woman. Now I know you have a wife at home. So now I know this isn't going anywhere, but we already did X, Y, and Z, and that shit was good. Don't want to still keep fucking you. You still gonna buy me shit. Am I still gonna use you now for my benefit? Now right. That you literally pulled the wool over my eyes, now am I gonna be this bitch and use you for everything that I need and then throw you away when I'm done because I know there's nothing else coming out of this. So, or just cut all ties, let the person go. It's like,
I guess it depends on how much time you got. Like, if you are willing to put yourself in that situation where you're really going to use this person, that's strategy, that's planning. So, like, how much time you got to now reverse the roles into your favor? Because
listen, but it's,
or just let it, or just let it go.
You already know I'm a firm believer in communication. Now that I find this out, now I'm going to tell you, if you want me, now you have to do X, Y, Z, da, da, da. And if you're not going to do this, that, and third, then you can go back home and I'm going to go my way.
I mean, that's a good way to put it. Like, you just let them know. Like, this is what's going to be from now on.
It and mind you, because at this point, there's no more games. Like, I know what it is and you want to know what it is. And if you want to continue keep doing what you're doing, then this comes at a cost. Now we're going to play the game. We're going to play the game. And then when I decide to move on and find somebody else, then you know that you're immediately cut off. Like, this is right. What it is. Like, you can't be mad at me because I moved on to me. You got a wife at home.
You got a wife.
Yep. It's communication. Like, but then again, karma is a bitch. Karma is a bitch. Again, I don't want to end up being married and then having the same situation happen to me, but in reverse. Right. So it's like, so that's why I said it's like how you get them, how you lose them, and da-da-da-da, vice versa. And then but the thing is, like, it might not happen with that particular person, but the same situation.
But it's going to happen.
One way or another. So that's why I'm just like, yes and no, because it might not particularly happen with that person. The way you got them, you lose them, but it will happen. The same scenario that happened, played out with you with somebody, might play out with you with somebody else. That, and you might be in that same woman's role with the same thing happening to you. So
either way, that's you're gonna have to pay the piper on that one. Okay, like, somebody's gonna have to pay for that one. I don't know. Like, it's deserved. If you are gonna intrigue on someone's relationship like that, I mean, if you were lied to, that's a different story. But if you know that this person is married and then you actively, like, really go after them, like, that's a different type of.
No, you're completely right. But you're right in a certain sense of if somebody knows, like, if I off the bat know you married, I'm still gonna fuck with you. Oh no, then you get what you get.
Regardless of why you're messing with this married person, you don't like his wife.
You some single person. That's the total. Like, I didn't deserve what you did to me. And listen, it is what it is.
Yeah, like if you were lied to, that's different. And then on top of it, like, can you really continue with this person unless you're using them? Because the trust is broken. One.
Yep.
And it's like, you know that they're using you. You know, like, it's just, I'm gonna get out of you as much as I can.
Right.
Just it becomes a transaction at that point. No feelings.
pretty much. I agree.
So yeah, like how much time you got on your hands? You can still be moving on and finding someone new and whatever, but you know, eventually you're gonna have to let your splendid daddy go. So
splendid daddy.
I don't know. Because you know, it's fake ass sugar. So he's a splendid daddy.
Splendid daddy.
And then what else? I think that's like, but then like everything else with how you get them is how you lose them. Like, that's why I said it's not always that way. So it's okay. Like a hit or miss. Like I said, I'm half and half.
Yeah.
I'm half and half. Because some people just are self-sabotaging. Like, yeah. I told my best friend, I was like, I feel like I'm self-sabotaging myself. Mm-hmm. And I need to go say sorry to this person. And I need to find a way to, like, let them know how much I care. Because it feels like I'm being an asshole and kind of pushing somebody away that should be pushed away. Mm-hmm. So, and the reason why I said I was self-sabotaging because this person doesn't work. They're retired military. So they just collect checks and house done, everything, like owns every, like he just sits at home. He don't run.
He's street. Comfortable.
He's extremely comfortable. Mm-hmm. So, and it's on the other hand, it's like I get the messages. What you doing? Oh, I'm at work. You're at work. Yeah, I decided to stay late. Or I decided to go in early. Or I came in on my day off. Oh, I'll talk to you later. But it's like I'm doing all that. Like, I'm deciding not to make time. I'm deciding not to, like, be active. And the thing is, like, this man has nothing but time on his hands. Like, nothing but time.
So why do you think, like, that? Because he's easily accessible to you?
Is it? Do you think?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Is it because, like, you know you can have him? He's right there at your easy access? And you're just like,
well, that too. Because I used to be like, he used to be like, oh, what time? He was like, what time are you supposed to get work? Oh, I said, I'm supposed to get work around 9:30, but I'm here until 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And he'd be like, oh, I'll wait up. All right, so why the fuck? I'll stay at work, get my overtime. The fuck? Like,
I'm saying, so he's like easy access.
Yeah.
It's not a chase. It's like, okay. Yeah.
It's like, I'm here whenever you're ready to play with me.
The power exchange.
Yeah.
So it was like, it's like, I didn't have to kind of compromise because he was, no matter what time of day, he was, you're there. It's like, I didn't have to like, oh, let me leave work early. Let me ask for a day off. Like, you're there. I didn't have to like,
I'm ready when you are, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that thing. But then it's like, it became a point where it went about 3 weeks. And I'm just like, Now the daily conversations are stopping. Like, the text messages are slowing down. Like, all right, my nigga. Hello. Like, but it felt like I was...
So wait, you missing him now? Are you missing him, or?
At that time.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the power exchange. You're not, you know, he's not giving you that power anymore. It's like, wait. I want it back. What happened? So it stems back to what we were talking about earlier today. So
that attention he could give her whenever she wanted.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that.
We all want attention from the person that we're interested in. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, once they take it back because you've mishandled it.
Yeah, then it becomes an issue.
It was a little bit. It was kind of like, yeah, I don't know. So I was like, well, and that's my friend. I'm like, I texted him. I was like, I'm leaving work early. He was like, you all right? You sick? I was like, no, I'm coming to see you because it's been long enough, and I really been like putting my life into work, and I haven't been giving you like no attention or whatever. So Shorty went over there with the blue fucking leather trench coat, you know, the lingerie, the heels on. He was like, the fuck? Yes, I'm sorry. This is my fucking apology, my nigga. I'm sorry. The whole way down I cooked and I brought your food and everything. He was like, yo, you come over here with this is my birthday. I'm just like, oh my God. I'm just like, shut up. But it was that was my apology. I said I have to do something. Like I have to do something.
Then that power shift came back. Right. And now I'll play with you when I'm ready.
Yeah, Tasha, I ain't gonna lie, this shit right back to the same old
situation. Yeah. Oh my gosh. She got her power back.
And then, like, I literally this morning, I'm just like, oh, I'm finally, oh, he's like, you off? I'm just like, yeah, I'm off. Like, yeah.
Is he the one that you're going to see tomorrow?
Nope.
Is it true then that nice guys finish last?
I believe so.
Oh, no, that's not even it. Okay, so this particular person, I think he has, what you call that, PTSD?
Mm-hmm. From the military?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and you know we live in Georgia. So, gunshots, all of this. I gotta deal with that. So, he doesn't go outside at nighttime. Wow. He doesn't go outside at nighttime. One, because the young people out here are reckless, and he don't want to be caught in no situation. And he feels like he always has to protect and serve. So he doesn't go outside at night. It's just dark. And if he goes out, it's only during the day. And I'm not going to go to work.
Wow.
And I got to do kids or whatever, stuff like that. So a lot of times I see him, I go by his house, or he'll cook, or I'll cook, or he'll come by here and I cook. But he likes to cook too. So we do a lot of at-home dates or whatever. And then... we do movie nights, like, but everything's like inside, like whatever. Like we probably went out like once or twice, but it was early. I mean, early in the day where the sun was out. Like everything has to be up and early above time. But mind you, but he doesn't go outside at nighttime. He's in the house. You can call him anytime or text him. He's home. He's home. And he gets his son every other weekend or whatever and stuff like that. Like, he's home. And then with his son, he don't bring his son out late. If he brings out his son, he got to wake his son up, crack acid on, to go out and have fun. They back inside before 5 o'clock.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, it's like, that's something, too, that I myself, it's like, if I want to go bowling or whatever, or even out to get a drink, like, I know that he won't want to do that. So, it's
because
like...
of the time. And his conditions.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, so that's difficult. So, yeah, I would keep him as a plaything too then.
Yeah.
When I'm ready.
But
for
he's
you,
cool.
I hit you up.
Damn. Cool as
I'm
fuck.
I'm sorry. I can't say that because last time I said that, I was outed. When I said that with Craig, he got mad that I said that. But. Girls is players too. Why we can't play with people?
No, and that's the thing. Like honestly, like I'm not out there sleeping with people, whatever, or doing that stuff. It's just the if I want to actually have fun for that day, or even go to a bar, or go play pool, or just to go to like an arcade real quick or whatever. It's like I do have to ask other people, or else I will never get that little part of me that want to like break out once in a while and have some kind of fun or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing. But he likes to travel though, so that's a good thing. But I don't know what's in that. I never like travel him like overnight anywhere yet to see how he deals with going. So, but other than that, he's cool. Conversation's always good. He's very caring, very nice, like very in tune. Like, Very, like, and if something's going wrong, nah, you got to do X, Y, Z. Let me show you what you need to do. Like,
he's very, seems like a genuine, nice guy that you're right. pushing away. Like a genuine good person. And is it because, like I said, nice guys finish last?
Right. Like, you're not interested because he's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There's no issues. No. I am 100% interested, and I express my feelings of how much I am interested. And yeah, but it's like, I told him, I was like, I wanted some, and I told him, I was like, sometimes I want to do more. Like, I want to do something. And it's like, we've been hanging out long enough to know that, you know, that I really don't like to be outside either, but that once in a blue, when I get that itch mm-hmm. to be outside, I can't even be like, come on, baby, let's go outside.
Right.
You need matinee hours.
That's not just
older.
Not even, huh?
Is he older?
We're 4 or 5 years apart.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's not old.
Mm-hmm. He's not old at all. He's only 42, 43.
He has a routine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the thing is that, too, like, you got to realize that I'm a mom. And I'm not going to say that, oh, my kids come first with everything, but it's like, after a certain time, my kids locked up in their room, they only bother with me, but I still want to have fun with them and do things with them. So during the daytime, I'm entertaining them unless they're at school.
Right.
So that's my whole thing. So it's like my free time is after 5, after 6, when they all tired out and in their video games and they own life in their room. So that's the only thing. That's my only thing. So. I don't know, but him being a parent too, he understands too, because I give him that, not to say I give him that time, but when his son's there, that's y'all time. Y'all rock out, y'all do whatever, you know, and then him too be like, oh, he about to go to sleep, I'm coming over, or vice versa. So it's like, after that time is spent with your child, then
it's your
I
turn.
Welcome out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't mind driving in the nighttime. I don't mind going to do whatever at nighttime, but you know, it's not the same book.
He's not comfortable with it.
And does I respect that.
A gun or a taser?
Huh?
Does he carry a gun or a taser?
Guns? Plural?
Either one. Does he stay strapped up? Because that sounds like an individual that would.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Cars. Yeah. Multiple.
I respect it.
So
To a certain extent, I'd be scared. He hears, like, you know, gunshots while y'all outside. The PTSD come in. He pulling out all the guns.
I bet the 4th of July is hard for him.
Right,
yeah, with the fireworks,
lots of gunshots.
No shade, like, not coming for him, but because that's real, you know.
But that's what I said. Like, I and we both had that communication. Like, all right, I'm not your girlfriend, and you're not my boyfriend. You're free to do whatever you want, and I'm free to do whatever I want. But we are committed to giving each other each other's time, like a lot of time. And there's certain things that I can't do for you, and there's certain things that you can't do for me. And we both are in an understanding and agreement about that.
Right.
But that's good. You know.
Okay.
But I do have a really cool friend that I like spending time with.
That's good.
Good for
so,
you.
And he likes six, and he's like 6'8". He's not taller than me. So.
Oh, wow. Good. Hey, so he's a tower because you are tall.
and he a Pisces, and I got the Pisces back. Got the Pisces back in my system. Got the Pisces. Yeah, I love me some Pisces, baby. Pisces are it. I don't know.
He's
giving me what is supposed to be given, just missing a little bit.
They a lot. My children are Pisces.
None of children are included when I say this, but I don't like Pisces or Aries.
They are a lot.
The Aries, I'm starting to agree with you, child, but I don't know. My best, like, Pisces are it for me. They are, I think they're part of, like, my, what you call it, zodiac circle, the circle. Like, they part of me in some way, and they're glued to me, and I welcome every single Pisces in my life. Everyone. Pisces and Scorpios.
Oh, my God. She loves, I love Scorpios.
Pisces and Scorpios.
I love Scorpios. I'm very compatible with Scorpios.
Scorpios are amazing. They're just amazing human beings. Like, I don't know. They just, I don't know. I love them too. So.
One of my sisters are, and a few of my friends that I'm very close to are Scorpios.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only thing. Scorpios, I'm cool with friends. Pisces, I'm cool dating and friends. But Scorpios, that'll be my dog in the street. Like, I don't know. That's me.
My sister's a Scorpio. She definitely is a live wire. That's mm-hmm. my dog in the street.
As far I'm trying to tell you, like,
again, no one's children is included, but like Pisces adults, man or female, no thanks.
They're a lot.
The water signs, I can't do water signs. I can do Cancer and I can do Scorpio. I cannot do Pisces. That's a lot. Trying ass sign. No, thank you.
Yeah, they're a lot.
But if there's plus nothing the else, ladies, any closing remarks?
Well, she said strap. So strap it up, people.
closing remarks. Don't let no one dangle you. Don't let no one play with you.
Yes.
That are dangling relationships or women that are dangling relationships, whatever. Don't let no one dangle anything over your head. Don't let no one play in your face. Play you full fool.
Yes. Know your worth. Definitely.
Know your worth. When to remove yourself from situations. Know when to
don't be afraid.
Evaluate.
Don't be afraid either.
Yes.
Exactly.
Know your worth. That's all we can say.
Mm-hmm. Don't expect me to know your worth if you don't know yours, right?
That part.
And the thing is that you got to show people how to treat you.
Mm-hmm. You teach them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you teach them.
Teach people how to treat you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, how you get treated is...
That's on you.
Is what it is.
Yeah. That's on you, for real.
That's on you.
It is what it is. But on that note, we do want to thank you guys for being with us. And we are here each and every Friday at 8 p.m. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. And if you have anything, if you ever want to join the show, make sure you hit us up on Spectrum Alcohol on Instagram. Or send us an email at chrissymoore.bookings@gmail.com. And shout out to all our sponsors. If you ever want to be a sponsor as well, hit us up on Instagram or via email. And again, make sure you share and download the app, the Even Rush Network, or you can watch us live on evenrushnetwork.com. Again, each and every Friday. Only thing you need is your first name, last name, and email, and then you're locked in. Like, it should be easy moving forward after the initial signing. So, and it's very easy, self-explanatory once you go on the website, too. So, a lot of people get confused. I don't know how, but it's there. So, so that'll be it for us. I'm your girl, Chrissy.
I'm Empress.
And I'm Rain.
And we are your hosts of Sex of Alcohol. And see you guys next Friday at 8 p.m.